Hello, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you very much. Amy, what's happening here?
Well, I had missed your call, so I was on the other line. I just finished up with another client, so I wanted to give you a shout back.
Well, I'm in sort of commuter traffic, and so I thought it might, if you were available, we maybe could use the time while I'm stopping and going.
Okay. I'm assuming you're hands-free, right?
Yeah, you're on the speakerphone.
Awesome. As long as you're safe, then I will be glad to go ahead and go over everything. So let me see here. I know that we spoke about quite a few different things with respect to the way that you are, you know, restructuring the website and you're looking to reach out and bring in a different quality of client in a couple of different areas. So I do believe that we could definitely help you. We have a few different tiered packages depending on what it is exactly that you're looking for. If you're looking for something that is pay per qualified lead, we have that with the Google Guarantee package. And if you're looking for something that's more just kind of having the calls come into you at an unlimited rate where you just pay a flat monthly fee and then you're able to dictate the areas and things like that, we also have many combination packages.
Well, I don't know what the Google Guarantee is.
Google Guarantee is a package that Google built. It's a service that Google built to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So did you ever get the opportunity to try anything like through HomeAdvisor or Thumbtack, Angie's List, House, Porch, any of those pay-per-lead type of companies?
Yeah, we have used HomeAdvisor before. So since it was HomeAdvisor.
Service Magic.
Yeah, exactly right. Most people don't know that. Yeah. But we actually were a service provider that long ago, so quite a while.
Okay. So it's also changed quite a bit since you were involved with it. You know, the way that they've changed, it's changed hands multiple times now. It's not just HomeAdvisor. Now it's also Angie's List, and they have Angie's Pro. There's quite a few different tiers to it, so to speak, different ways that they're coming at it. But basically, what Google has done is they have gone ahead and built their own pay-per-lead service to trump all other pay-per-lead services. For the simple fact that the way that those programs are structured is they purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in the Google Ads. They capture the lead, and then they resell it to you and some of your competitors, as opposed to having the calls coming directly to you. So they're going to get paid on that, whether or not, you know, because they're paying per click. So what Google did is they went ahead and they built a pay-per-lead service that allows those elite customers that are actually looking for your services to contact you directly through the Google Guarantee program. With Google Guarantee, there is a specific spot for these elite service providers such as yourself, and that's at the very top of the page in particular verticals and areas. Now, you would fall under the general contracting vertical, and you'd be able to cherry pick the keywords based on the subcategories that they have available to you, depending on what you're looking for there. They do have quite a few different keywords that are available. You also might fall directly under the countertop pro or carpenter, depending on what else you want to come up for. So there's a few different options available for you with that. And what this does is list you up at the very tippy top of the page. When the calls come in, they come directly to you. You know for a fact that it is a Google Guarantee lead that is coming in. If the lead is unqualified, then you're not charged for the leads. All the calls on the Google Guarantee platform are recorded for authenticity purposes. So if it's like a sales or solicitation call, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, if somebody happens to be like a robo or a spam call, you're not charged. if they're asking for a service that's not listed on your service profile that you don't provide, and you decline the job, you're not charged. If they're asking for a service outside of your service radius and you decline the job, again, not charged. You're only charged if the person requests face-to-face estimate and you set appointment to give estimate face-to-face, or if they request estimate over the phone and you choose to give the estimate over the phone. Those are the only two instances that are actually considered qualified leads.
All right, well, that's, you know, that's interesting because that, of course, has been, something I have, I'm sure, together with like everybody else, I've always disliked the fact that they have Home Advisor, Angie's List, Rumble, has always been very resistive to issuing credits for things. But I just had one the other day, in fact, 2 days ago. You know, when we came in, I called a number. The person on the number said in Spanish that they only spoke Spanish and hung up.
Holy
so, cow. You know, what do we do with that?
Yeah.
And I had another lead that was, you know, they of course, they say they only will share the lead with the three other service providers. And then, you know, I call and I get a lady and she's all pissed off because she got 30 calls. Of course, she was exaggerating, but I'm sure she got more than three, you know. So, you know, same thing, you know, hung up.
Yeah,
right,
that's the difference when, you know, with this type of program, though, is you the leads, they're only coming to you. They're exclusive. The clients are choosing to call to work with you directly. You're not sharing the lead. The lead isn't coming here, and then we're deciding how many providers it goes to. They're going to the Google Guarantee section on Google, and they're choosing to call you directly and work with you directly. Additionally, that's why all the calls are recorded. You have access to the call recording. We have access to the call recording, as does Google. Now, they actually have implemented AI to be listening to each and every single phone call. So they're looking for those specific instances that I outlined to you, and you're automatically not charged for the call. You don't have to chase your money around all the time.
Well, that would be a wonderful thing. Maybe I, if I can afford it. So, you know, I don't know where this is going price-wise. But, you know, I'm interested to hear more.
Right. Well, the upfront cost on it is a one-time $250 application fee that's non-refundable. It goes to get yourself background checked and the business Google Guarantee certified. There is a couple of requirements in order to qualify for that. Now, I'm assuming that you have the general liability business insurance for the company.
Sure.
Okay, and then do you also maintain the Florida State Contractor's License?
Yes.
Okay, and can you pass a background check? Any felonies in the last 7 years?
Nobody, none that the police know about.
Well, that's all they're worried about. They don't care if you committed them, they just care if you got caught, right?
That's right. It only counts if you're caught.
That's it. And how many face-to-face employees, meaning employees that are going out and doing bid of jobs on their own without you there or without you showing up on the job, are there?
Well, the way we're structured is my son and I own the business. So technically, there's really only two employees. And then we use subs for work or, you know, to execute your jobs. So my son and I are the only employees in the country. But I'm driving home right now because I was out doing an estimate. So even though we are owners of the company, we are active on every job.
Perfect. Now, that's what I like to hear.
The jobs that we do have, you know, guys that we've worked with over the years that we rely on. Who we bring in for different aspects of the work. Let me just remind you of something, because I know we had a brief conversation before, and that is that though we can do full-scale
kitchen remodels, which is, you know, full tear out. But we also do cabinet refacing, which is what the job I was on just now. I just measured the job, sold it yesterday, measured the job today to order, you know, the doors and the components and all to reface the job. And then we also refinish existing cabinets where the cabinets are not going to be changed, but we're going to pull off the removable parts, bring them to our shop, and refinish them. That mostly means painting them and then reinstalling them, reinstalling them and stuff like that. So we do three different levels of, or three different types of kitchen remodeling, I guess you could call it, plus the countertops. Now, we don't build the countertops ourselves any longer, although we did own a stone shop for 16 years. So we did make thousands of countertops. But we no longer own our own stone shops. Again, if we're going to do new countertops as part of the job, we have a company we've worked with for a long time who actually do the countertop work. The money still flows through KitchenRight, so you know, we're still part of the job. So you could kind of consider it as just a general contractor type of approach for the countertops. So that's the big picture of where we are today. And the thing, I'll just remind you again, we talked about it, but I'm sure you talked to a lot of different people. The additional thing that I want to add to what we're doing is selling the reface components, mostly means, you know, doors, new doors, to the do-it-yourself homeowner. So
right.
That's the big picture of where we are, where we want to go.
Right. So, again, there's different verticals, and within those different verticals, you're able to cherry-pick the keywords that you want to show up for. So, for example, within the general contracting vertical, and this is just for the one section on Google. It's not for all the packages or anything like that. Like I said, you have quite a few different options available to you. With the general contracting vertical, you can focus on the interior finishing and only kitchen remodel and home building if that's what you would like to do. Or you can do that, and you can also include the countertops if you choose to. Now, as far as the cabinet goes, the cabinet work, they have not issued a vertical, basically a category for that on the Google guaranteed platform. So they don't have an area that is specific to that to ensure that you're only getting those type of leads. So this would support part of what it is that you're looking to get, but the other part we could definitely pick up with other pieces of the puzzle. So you have an option available to you, and the package that I usually start the majority of my clients out on is the Platinum package. This package focuses heavily on the Google Business Profile, all of the keyword services that you're providing, and it also includes all of the social media marketing and the Facebook ads within the package. Okay?
Okay. Well, we have not ever done a Facebook ad, so I don't know. I have no reference to that.
Right. So Facebook ads show a 9% stronger conversion over any other type of ad there is out there, and that includes the Google ads. So Facebook really heavily focuses on the home goods services that are included. Ever since COVID, Facebook took on huge proportions because it was really the only platform that people like yourself were able to advertise on while the whole United States was closed down. Okay. So it really blew up into a great tool for different types of marketing because we're able to do direct retargeting. So have you ever been on Google, maybe looking for something or looking at something, maybe looking at a gift for your wife or just looking for a new tool you need, perhaps a new set of tires. And then when you go somewhere else on the internet, that same thing starts popping up.
Sure.
That's called retargeting. So that's automatically included with this package, and it does a heavy retargeting with the Facebook ads because you would have a dual package. Okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm coughing a little, sorry for that.
That's okay. You don't have to be sorry for it. Are you just getting over a cold?
I thought I was, but it's... I had actually apologized to the people today because I was just working there, and all of a sudden I'm pulling all of their paper towels off their roller, and my nose is running like crazy. And then all of a sudden, I don't know. I was sick for a couple of weeks, and I did have some antibiotics and stuff like that, and I thought I was done with it, but apparently not. So. Anyway,
oh, man.
I'm
hopefully
I'm
it's just allergies or the residuals.
Yeah, I don't know what I got. I have no idea. So, alright, so what are we talking about here? What's the financial deal?
So for that package, for the starter package that includes all the directories, the Google Business Profile First Page placement, the Facebook ads, the social media marketing, it also includes mobile platform programming for iPhones, Android, tablets, smart car search results, the voice activated searches, and it also gives you complete programming with a downloadable app. You get call tracking. Quite a few pieces there. That one runs normally $599 with a $299 setup fee. What I'm able to do, because you already have your own website and you already have a Google Business listing with the longevity credit because you've been in business for a while, what that does is that waives the setup fee and it brings the monthly investment rate down from $599 to just $349. Month to month, no contract.
And that monthly fee includes all or whatever you said?
Yes, it includes everything. So there's no additional cost per click, cost per lead, cost per call, anything like that. It's all inclusive. Now, the thing about this is in our terms and conditions, we go ahead and we give you exact timelines for delivery dates and client responsiveness on how things are going to be going for your company. So we promise first page placement on Google within the first 30 to 45 days of signing up with our company. Okay?
All right.
Additionally,
I've read things in between here and there about Google has changed a lot of their positioning based on, I don't remember what all the buzzwords were, but the different approach to, answering the customer's query and having reference sites that it drew the information from. And, I don't know, I don't remember exactly all the bells and whistles, but I suppose you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Google did begin a restructuring about 8 months ago. They even changed the way that they accept the verification. So verification used to be very simple. Any Tom, Dick, or Harry could simply go to Google, fill out a Google Business Profile, get a verification code in the mail, and bam, they're considered with a Google Business Profile. What Google found is that during COVID especially, people were creating fake businesses because I don't know if in your area this was happening, but in my area it was happening quite a bit. Not only were they giving out those stipends for money, but they were giving out what I'm doing air quotes, small business loans, okay? And people were collecting these small business loans, and they were going on to Google as they were going as far as going on to Google and creating these fake business pages. but they were actually scamming people out of their money. So Google did a complete restructuring that began about 8 months ago. And what's happened is a lot of the companies that were already listed on Google had to go through re-verification. If you didn't have business documents to prove that you were actually a legitimate company, such as business license or insurance, if you couldn't provide them with, you know, photographs of your vehicle or things like this, they took your Google business profile down and they suspended it completely. So Google has definitely changed the way that things are done. And they also cut down the number of backlinks as well as, like you said, the at mentions with the different buzzwords and the different sites. It used to be that Google indexed over 60 destinations. And it was like there was a huge number of crazy ones that people have never heard of, like Hot Frog and Brown Book and a bunch of crazy things that if you had business profiles with all of these different directories, then bam, it was going to help your company to reference higher with the geo-targeting. But they found that that wasn't working. So they've actually brought it down to the top five or six. That's Facebook, Apple, Google, Yelp, Bing, and Yahoo. So we program directly to those and hyperlink the website and retarget everything simultaneously in order to bring you the strongest return on investment. We actually have our own team at Google, and what that does is that allows for us to work directly with our team at Google on behalf of our clients. So we're not stuck waiting in the queue. When we have a situation with one of our clients' Google business profiles, we're able to get it taken care of right away.
Now, one of the things that concerns me is years ago, before COVID, it was a time when we had a stone shop. Mm-hmm. We had a shop, we manufactured, had a showroom, we had staff and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
And after the last housing collapse, we decided that we didn't really need all of that stuff. And so we downsized. So we have a workshop now, but it's not a customer centric facility.
We
don't advertise it. No customers go there. So
yeah.
My business address right now
is your home office?
No, well, it's not my home office actually. It's a multifunction office where they rent suites and conference rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially I have a mailbox there.
Perfect.
But it's a physical street address. It's not a post office box.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a legitimate, it's a nice building actually. And I don't need an office. I do have my office at home where I do my computer work and that sort of thing and design work. But our business is really 100% in the customer's home, right?
Right.
That's all we do. There's plenty of places you could go to Lowe's or Home Depot or other places if you want to look at cabinets. There was no reason for us to have another showroom with more cabinets on the walls. We have a physical paint shop. But again, it's not something that we would ever want a customer to go to because it's strictly industrial. It's totally industrial. There's no bathroom there. If you want to use the bathroom, you got to use the common.
Yeah. Well, that's
you got to find a bush.
It's not required that you have a storefront for your clients to go to in order for the verification to be accurate. A ton of people don't even have the office like you have, or even a virtual office. What they do have is they have their home office, and clients don't go there. 9 out of 10 home goods service companies like yourself don't have a showroom. They don't have a floor that they're working from. They're working with it either, like you had mentioned previously, an e-commerce website, and they're going and doing presentation directly to the client, things like that. So it's not a requirement like that. What they're looking for is that you have the proper business documents. You have your business license. You have your business insurance with your business address, whether that is a home office or, you know, a nice office that you share with a few other companies or whatever the case is.
I use this office, I understand, not that it matters, but the reason I chose this place is because they have, if you need a conference room, you know, I mean, and they have a receptionist, and they have, there's somebody answers the phone all the time, and, you know, I don't use their phone answering service myself. I don't happen to use it. I could, but they have that available. So if you need a conference room, if you're going to have a meeting, it's real nice. I mean, it really, really
seems like it's real top notch. Yeah, like you
really
picked the
cream of the crop.
Yeah,
it really is a nice place, and they're very professional, and and so there's people there, like, you know, you look at the various, you know, to be some insurance agent or some, you know, that kind of business, right? Will be renting their individual offices. I don't rent an office space. I don't really need it, but that's our physical address. That's where the physical address is.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a problem at all. Getting that squared away is not going to be a problem at all. First of all, you already have the business documents, the things that are going to ensure that you're actual company. That's the most important thing. Google doesn't want anything going to a P.O. box, which you already know. They don't like that, and they're not going to verify anything that's going to a P.O. box. And it's really out of protection for yourself as well as for the consumer because, you know, people were having Larry's legs and so-and-so's landscaping and Kim's nails and everything else coming directly out of those P.O. boxes, and they were fake businesses. They were not legitimate because you can go to a P.O. box bank and you can do whatever you want with that. You don't have to be legit. But if Google wants to see what your business documents say. So that's not a problem. We can get that squared away for you.
Well, you know, years ago, and KitchenRight is the name of our company, and KitchenRight did some Google AdWords, as I remember. I'm going to say 10 years ago. So I actually have, and at that time when we were doing a special type of countertop, we made a overlay countertop, and we were very first in quartz, way before anybody knew what quartz was. We actually imported quartz slabs from, half-inch slabs from Italy, and made a countertop that went over existing countertops. So and for a while we did 55 Home Depot stores. And, but then the housing thing collapsed and that ended. We're still the same company. Mm-hmm. And, so there actually is a history of, KitchenRight, someplace in Google, because we did actually do a few things, for that product, many years ago. So just a point of information. I don't know if it would ever matter to anybody, but it's true.
Did you like the Google AdWords? Was it successful for you?
Yeah, I guess it was okay. I don't really remember. I don't have any bad memories of it. I guess it was okay. But I don't remember because. You know, eventually when the housing collapsed and all of that, and I don't remember, you know, what came first, you know, chicken or the egg, and I don't remember.
Are you talking about the recession in 2008?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was quite some time ago. We have a package that has the Google Ads in it. That package runs $599. So it has all of the regular Google things that I've already offered you. And instead of $100 in Facebook ads, it gives you $300 in Google ads. So we do have a package that's available like that if you prefer to have the Google ads. We can definitely take care of that, too. It just really depends on what your preference is.
At this moment, I don't have any preference either way. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, you've answered somewhat of my question about the Facebook because I know nothing about Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that I'm open-minded enough to consider anything that you want to suggest.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to having a discussion with you today,
mm-hmm.
My focus is on creating YouTube videos.
Right.
To use our years of experience and numbers of jobs and things like that. To guide people to our mm-hmm. services. So
and that's another reason that I was suggesting the Facebook platform is because with the package, we can list those YouTube videos directly onto the Google Business Profile. You'll have them loading to the website. But we're able to feature them on the Facebook as well. So when people
okay.
are looking to go, and you can load those directly to your Facebook. So what will happen is we would set up the Facebook business profile for you. And then what's going to happen is once we have that Facebook business profile set up, you guys have access to it as well, whether it's you or whether it's your son. We'll take you through and show you exactly how to use it. It's very simple, very, very user-friendly. And you can upload the videos directly to it. Additionally, we would be able to include them in the ads that we're creating for your company because you get to pick and choose. If you say, hey, we're running a special for the resurfacing, I'm just throwing it out there. I may not even know exactly what I'm
yep.
talking about, so don't pin me to the cross, okay?
Sure.
But we're running yep. a special for the resurfacing. All new clients get 10% off if they mention this video. Okay, so if you're running that special, we can run that on Google. We can run that on Facebook. We can run that, and then when the client calls in to you and says, hey, I saw the YouTube video on Facebook, they get their 10% discount or whatever the case is. It doesn't always have to be with a discount either. That's just one small example.
I understand. So we're... So I'm interested in continuing on our discussion. As I've already probably told you four times, I'm having the website reconfigured,
mm-hmm.
with our specific goal of, you know, creating these videos and things, but I have not done the videos yet. They don't
mm-hmm.
exist.
Okay.
I look at a lot of YouTube videos to learn how to do YouTube videos.
I love it.
Yeah. So, you know, now how much I actually learned and whether or not, you know, anybody wants to look at my face. Of course, there's faceless videos, too. I learned about that. And, you know, and there's guys who are just talking heads, you know, that's it. You know, they just sit there and talk directly into the camera and there are a whole variety of things in between. So I'm just getting, my thoughts organized about that. But that was the whole purpose of redoing the website. So, you know, I'm interested in what you're talking about. I don't know if I want to do something. I don't know what I would do today. I don't know. We'll probably have to. I don't need a lot of time, but I probably need at least a little time. You've kind of told me a lot. So is there your websites, or if there's packages, or so is there something that I could look at it in the wee hours of the morning here and say, okay, yeah, that's. She said this, and that's, oh, yeah, that's that, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, is there some place I can go to, you know, fill in the blanks?
Of course there is. What is your email address, Nick?
It is Nick, N-I-C-K,
mm-hmm.
at K, like kitchen, R, like Robert,
mm-hmm.
cabinets with a plural. It's plural with an S. So it's nick@krcabinets.com.
Got it. Okay, it's going to come over from anelson@localsplash.com. And then within there, you're going to have all the different things. But at the very bottom, there's going to be some clickable links, okay? So it's going to go through and it's going to tell you, I'm offering you the all-inclusive platinum package, and that's just the starter package that we have spoken about. It regularly runs the $599. I waived your setup fee. So you'll be able to go on and look at that and compare and contrast. Now, when you're looking through that email, where you're going to go to compare and contrast is to the Local Splash pricing page. It is one of those blue clickable links, so you'll be able to see it, okay?
Okay.
And then you'll see other packages. The Platinum Premier package is the second one that I offered you when I said $5.99 a month. That one regularly runs like $8 or $9. So you're getting quite a discount on everything. The only package I did not offer you is the Pro package because it's quite frankly, it's not going to do very much for you. It's $3.99 a month and they don't even really give a discount on it. They have it there as like, it just gets the Google business profile and the local area about 5 to 10 miles. It doesn't give very many features, but it is there to start with. Okay.
Okay.
And when do you think I'm going to get to speak with you again?
It's a little bit difficult because I am often on jobs. And so, I'm in somebody else's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sitting at home here all day or any day. So that's why, you're talking to me while I'm commuting home. Because during the days are difficult, so that's not a non-specific answer, but that's what I do all day. So
should I wait for you to call me? Is that what you're saying?
The next couple of days here are going to be pretty busy. I'm thinking what I'm doing here Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll tell you what, Thursday, you said you work typically like this. You start at 10, right? 10 in the morning?
I start at 10 every morning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so call me Thursday at 10.
Okay.
And I'll try my best to have some of my thoughts together and, have a quality conversation. But I'm not absolutely promising because, my days are very dynamic sometimes. let's target Thursday at 10 a.m. So yeah, you have an anchor somewhere. We'll do the best we can.
All right. I look forward to talking with you then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, Nick. Bye. Dude.